Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 25th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. 1768.py is a tool that Didier developed quite a while ago to analyze cobalt strike beacons. 1768, by the way, is the melting point of cobalt, which led to the name of the tool. It's not that year. 1768 or so was special in any way. Well, this tool keeps evolving as cobalt strike beacons keep evolving. The latest update that Didier wrote about this weekend is what Didier calls experimental mode. A recent sample that Didier looked at did use alternative data structures in order to store the runtime configuration that caused the old tool to crash. Well, this new tool in experimental mode now does support this alternative configuration option. So hopefully that'll work. Of course, Didier is surely happy to hear if you are able to use this tool successfully. For example, you will be able to extract, for example, the URLs it's connecting to and such. It's really, really handy, in particular if you're dealing with incident response and a cobalt strike beacon was used. And then we got an interesting paper by researchers from the Helmholtz Center for Information Security in Germany with details regarding a new UDP-based application layer loop denial of service attack. Now, these type of UDP-based amplification attacks have been around for a while. We have seen them a lot being abused, for example, for DNS with some of these amplified attacks. Traditionally, these attacks have used a small packet to trigger one large response, in some cases, several large responses. Now, the new thing here is that we are actually dealing with a loop. The way this particular attack works is that an attacker would spoof a packet to a vulnerable service. That vulnerable service will respond, and that response to an actual existing system will trigger yet another response to the first target, and this loop will then essentially persist indefinitely, leading to essentially these packets being sent as fast as the systems are able to send them. Apparently, this mostly affects error messages. So, for example, one of the vulnerable protocols, DNS, where you are sending a spoofed DNS error to a DNS server, that DNS server will now respond with another DNS server, and so on. And then these two DNS servers will just indefinitely send each other's error messages. When I first read it in the recent, actually, I was waiting a little bit to talk about it because I first wanted to sort of read everything that has been published about it. It almost looked a little bit too obvious, and that's really a little bit disappointing here. ICMP, for example, has a specific note in their RFC to not send ICMP error messages in response to ICMP errors. It says specifically here to avoid the infinite regress of messages about messages. No ICMP messages are sent about ICMP messages. Well, and this goes back to 1981. So yes, UDP and this particular application problem here, not so much a UDP problem itself, still struggles with this issue. Affected protocols apparently are NTP, DNS, and TFTP, and then a couple other protocols that are not as much used, like MODD and CHARGEN, which have their own problems and aren't really found exposed these days much anymore. The paper lists a number of vendors that are affected by this vulnerability. And, well, it's of your usual suspects, essentially a lot of sort of home routers, modems. So you have like Aris, Broadcom, Brother Printers, D-Link, Honeywell, Cisco, and a couple others, MikroTik, Microsoft with WDS. Expect patches from affected vendors, and some of them have already released patches for this particular vulnerability. And if you had issues with your Windows server crashing after March's security updates, there is a fix available for you. Apparently, there was a memory leak in the LSAS process. The fix has been released for Server 2022, 2016, and 2012 R2. Well, and that's it again for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody who is recommending and sharing this podcast. And talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.